On May 15th, in a 3-2 vote, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, voted in favor of a preliminary proposal to allow Internet fast lanes. The proposed rule would not allow Internet service providers, ISPs, to block third-party content, but it would allow them to charge a premium to third-party web service providers who may wish to reach consumers at fast and reliable rates. What does this mean for consumers? Take a web service like Netflix, for example. Were Netflix not to pay the Fastlane premium to an ISP like Comcast or AT&T, Comcast and AT&T customers would see increased load times and choppy video streaming when trying to access Netflix. Or should Netflix decide to pay the premium, the increased cost would almost certainly trickle down to the consumer as a higher subscription fee. The proposed rule has outraged proponents of net neutrality who maintain that internet services should be provided at the same speed regardless of where the service comes from. The FCC's embrace of internet fast lanes could be a damaging blow to the idea of net neutrality and could represent the beginning of a new pricing scheme that might drive some third-party services out of business and leave customers with a higher bill. However, opponents of net neutrality have pointed out that the FCC's rule may not be legal. According to them, the 2010 Open Internet Order, the set of regulations that the FCC issued in order to ensure a neutral internet, never actually said that charging for internet fast lanes or paid prioritization was illegal. Michael Powell, then chairman of the FCC, did say that such practices would be viewed skeptically, but the order itself does not say anything about fast lanes except that such practices would be a cause for serious concern. The proposed policy of allowing internet fast lanes is by no means final at this point. The FCC still has a few ways to address this issue. Besides making the proposed rule a final one, the FCC could decide to reclassify ISPs as common carriers. The agency could treat ISPs like public utilities and force them to charge one rate for equal speed for all third-party services. Opponents of this option are concerned that such a classification will stifle innovation. They urge that providers will not invest in new high-speed multimedia communication technologies since they will not be able to charge more for faster service. But providers could be driven to invest in new technologies if their competitors offer faster, better service at or below the current market rate, since customers will likely want internet speeds to keep increasing as time goes on. This common carrier-like regulation is certain to lead to litigation, but a final court decision may be several years away. Hence, classifying ISPs as common carriers might mean an open internet for at least a little while longer. The FCC could also decide to adopt a compromise which classifies ISPs as common carriers but allows them to engage in paid prioritization. The government could more closely regulate the ISPs, but it would allow ISPs to charge consumers a premium if they want better and faster service. While not necessarily as open an internet as net neutrality proponents would like, it puts more choices back in the hands of consumers. What can you do to either oppose or promote this new rule? You can head to FCC.gov and comment on the proposed regulation until July 15th. You may also reply to posted comments until September 10th. I'm Jay Kasich.